Shabbat shalom. There is a famous story about a 19th century Polish rabbi who is known by the name of Chofetz Chaim. When he was a young boy, he wanted to change the whole world. He tried and inevitably became frustrated and revised his goal. He was only going to change Poland. But soon he saw that this too was too much, so he decided he would set about changing his little town of Radin. Still too ambitious. How about just the Beit HaMidrash, the yeshiva then? Still too large a task. Finally, he realized he had to start with himself. He set to work, and before long he became a famous scholar. People sought him out, coming to his congregation from near and far. As his reputation grew, his little town of Radin became known as a center of Torah throughout Poland. People passed on his ideas and teachings, and his impact and influence reached further and further until he had indeed changed the world. But it all started with his trying to improve himself. It started with introspection. It happens that the act of reflecting inwardly is woven into the very fabric of Jewish observance during this time of year. This week marked the beginning of the Hebrew month of Elul, the month that precedes the High Holy Days, a time when we begin a cheshbon hanefesh, an accounting of our souls. We ask ourselves, have we behaved in ways that are in alignment with our deepest values? And although mindfulness is a newly popular trend of today, Judaism has had a mindfulness practice for centuries. That is the study of musar. The practice of musar is based on considering our character traits, or midot. We take an honest assessment of ourselves. On the one hand, we are encouraged to feel the joy of our accomplishments, but also to have a realistic understanding of our inadequacies. We ask ourselves, what are areas that could use more development? What are my strengths? We find in answering these questions that studying musar becomes largely an individualized curriculum. For example, for some of us, we are born with a more even temperament, while others of us could benefit from working towards not letting anger and emotions overtake us by cultivating the midah of temperance. In the story of the Chofetz Chaim, we saw how a turn inward can have a profound impact on what we are able to put out into the world. The more strengthened that we are within ourselves, the more we can face crisis with compassion, fears with faith, and need with a nurturing hand. In Pirkei Avot, we read that there are three pillars upon which the world stands: Torah, service, and upon acts of loving kindness. We stand at a time in history when we find challenges waged at some of the things we hold most dear: truth, equality, sustainability, and decency. We are facing a moral crisis, and we need to respond with morality. This is why turning to our Jewish values is so critical. So tonight, we meditate on these three pillars upon which the world stands, and the midot that we can derive from them: our Torah, our faith; avodah, sacred work; and gemilut chasadim, loving kindness. So first, the Torah, our faith. The term emunah, or faith, occurs for the first time in the Torah in connection with Abraham. Abraham is called by God to leave his homeland and family and go to some unknown place that God would show him. The journey is long and difficult, filled with many challenges and trials, with famine and having to pretend his wife is his sister in order to protect them both, seeing death of family members, struggles for land and for peace. Yet through it all, Abraham does not lose his faith. The willingness to trust is a deliberate choice. Nachman of Breslov said, "All the world is a narrow bridge. The important thing is not to be afraid." Jewish teachings tell us not to ignore the things that we fear or that grieve us, but to find a path through them. In spite of all the challenges we face, to cling to hope even when times are dark. So let's take a moment now and ask ourselves, do I find myself holding on to feelings of mistrust? Can I find glimmers of hope? Can I cultivate faith to counteract my sense of worry and mistrust? Faith is the deep knowledge that we can draw strength even when we are anxious and distressed. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Our second pillar is avodah, or sacred work. Jewish mystics tell us that before God created the world, the entire universe was filled with God's holy presence, and God took a deep breath and drew back to make room for creation. From that first breath, darkness was created. And when God said, "Let there be light," lightness was created, filling vessels with holy light. And God sent those vessels to the world. And we're told that if they had arrived whole, if they had not been broken, that the world would have been perfect. But the holy light was too powerful to be contained, and the vessels split open, sending sparks flying everywhere. Some of God's holy light became trapped inside shards from the vessels. It is our job to gather the shards and release these sparks. We do this when we offer the work of our hands, of our hearts, and of our mind for the purpose of uplifting others. This mystical teaching tells us that when enough sparks have been gathered, tikkun olam, or the repair of the world, will be complete. This is personal for all of us. We all can do this sacred work. In helping to focus our intentions on this, here are a couple of guiding questions. Did I recently pass up an opportunity to act or participate in something that would have benefited others? What held me back? What action can I take now? All of our efforts, our sacred work, makes a difference. May we be inspired towards action. And finally, the third pillar, loving kindness. In just a little while from now, we will chant the words of the Ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. You shall love your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. And while the command to love God can seem like a complex and difficult idea, it is actually as simple and as natural as can be. Loving God means treating God's creation with love. It means understanding that the divide between us and them, between you and me, is superficial. We are all God's creations, all of us, a part of the same family of humanity. This is the reason why we are commanded to love your neighbor as yourself, because there is no one of us who is more worthy than another. And therefore, we reject the current rhetoric of hate and divisiveness. We reject efforts to marginalize and oppress some and raise up others. We reject policies that leave the wretched without safe harbor, and we reject voices of repudiation and hate. But what is much harder to reject are the parts of ourselves that are inclined towards prejudice and discrimination. This is why we are told numerous times and in a variety of ways to love your neighbor as yourself, for you were once strangers in the land of Egypt. We need to be told this over and over because we too are susceptible to marginalizing and subverting other people. It is all too human to create false and destructive hierarchies, to value some human beings over others. We too have these inclinations. To ignore this is to allow these inclinations to subconsciously affect our actions. In embracing the trait of loving kindness, we are compelled to look inward. We work on combating whatever blocks us from looking at our fellow human beings as equal and deserving of love. When we do this, we allow for the possibility of feeling a profound sense of connection. With love and deep connection, so much is possible. I can only imagine how it must have felt to be in Charlottesville on that day, the fear of facing the alt-right march, and yet to stand shoulder to shoulder in resistance with neighbors, with colleagues, with friends, with families, with teachers, with students, to have that solidarity, and that solidarity rang out and continues to ring out through marches and gatherings across this country. That is embodying loving kindness. It's not enough to feel loving kindness. We need to think of how to express our loving kindness through our actions and then run to do these actions. I pray that we all embrace doing acts of loving kindness as a part of who we are and how we express ourselves in the world. The ultimate goal of turning inward is to help us to be more deliberate and mindful of our outward actions. If you are interested in exploring a practice of Musar further, we will be offering a short exploration of Jewish values for each day of the month of Elul on our website. This is just one entry among many to examine and work on character traits. We invest into ourselves so we can be sources of strength for others, to help bring out the holy shards of life through our acts of faith, sacred work, and loving kindness. May it be so. Shabbat Shalom.